The Bad Articles is an improvised comedy show. That means our cast have no idea what they're going to say until they say it. In addition to this, we use a rules-light percentile dice system of our own making to drive certain aspects of the story. An extra touch of chaos. If you hear this sound, it means someone has succeeded. If you hear this one, it means they've failed. Try not to worry too much about the mechanics, though. The dice are just for us. The story they help us create, that's for you. For more information on our rule system, you can check out the episode descriptions, explore our socials, or you can join our Discord server and talk with the creators. Enjoy the show.
Since the dawn of time, Ireland has played host to unimaginable horrors, ushered in through an ever-weakening veil between our world and the other side. They live among us, shaping our mythology, sowing chaos, scaring the shit out of people. Not all hope is lost. Underfunded, undergunned, and underappreciated, the USNA stand proudly in the way of unchecked otherworldly chaos. This secret network of brave volunteers put their lives and their sanity on the line, all for a better tomorrow. Have you ever woken up to a foot massage from a banshee, but her hair was all long and wet and it got all stuck between your toes and you were like, "Get off me, you big wet menace!" You better call the OSNA before you find yourself in the Bad Articles.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm J.R. McCormick, and I am absolutely delighted to welcome you to the very first recording of The Bad Articles. This is an improvised comedy horror tabletop show set right here in Ireland, so if you're a fan of rolling dice, sipping Guinness, and being mildly haunted, you've come to the right place. Every engine needs an ear, so give it up to the man in the hidden fortress with the headphones on. It's our resident sound sorcerer, Clark Phillips. Huzzah to Clark.
Huzzah.
Huzzah to Clark.
Huzzah.
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 Huzzah, everyone. Huzzah. Every game needs its master, and guiding us through tonight's creeping dread is none other than our very own sweet Prince of Darkness, Aidan Kelly. Huzzah. Huzzah.
Huzzah.
Huzzah to Aidan Kelly.
Huzzah to Aidan Kelly.
Are you good? You excited?
Oh, very.
I'm very excited as well. And of course, what's a game without its victims? Sorry. Players. Before we abandon our real names and descend into madness together, let me introduce our wonderful cast. Conleth McVeigh, huzzah, huzzah.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. Laura Conlon, huzzah.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. Huzzah. Huzzah. Patrick Meyer, huzzah.
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 And Niall McKenna.
Huzzah.
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 Thank you all for joining this chaotic, spooky, and very silly show. Before we dive into the darkness, I have a question for each of you. A real-life question. Have you ever had a supernatural or otherworldly experience in the real world, Conleth McVeigh?
Oh, I have not. I have not existed on this plane for long enough.
I think it happens when you get older?
I think it's coming for me, but I don't think it's here yet. Yeah.
That's fair. Laura?
I've seen three ghosts.
You've seen three ghosts?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about the ghosts.
One of them was on Halloween, which really ruins my case for any legitimacy.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah, you've seen two ghosts, and we're at
it
a Halloween
It was really
party.
Authentic. He had a Peaky Blinders cap on.
Aidan Kelly, actually?
No, I've never seen a ghost. Don't believe in ghosts. My house is trying to make me believe in ghosts. Because anytime the wind blows, it legitimately goes in my living room. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. That is fun.
Patrick Meyer, spooked?
I've once looked at a property that I'm, if not haunted, has definitely been used to dispose of bodies. I think that's the closest to the supernatural.
That's pretty good.
That's the house has been used to dispose of bodies? Not like the garden or anything?
Oh, no, like that. There was like a bathroom that was like the size of like a sports hall with just like a single bathtub on a pedestal with like a rusty jury rig pipe leaning towards it. So I don't know if that's supernatural, but it feels
weird.
Spooky at least.
And now McKenna.
When I was a kid, I was a card, so I saw spooky things all the time. Now as an adult, I'm still a coward, but I also have a fierce rationality. So no ghosts as of yet, but I'll
no
keep
ghosts
posted.
Yet? Well, that's fair. I have a wee story for you.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, a leading question
a
from...
leading question. Yeah. This wee story takes place on a Wednesday in the town of Rathgool in the year of our Lord, 1993.
This quaint city village sits at the heart of Ireland and has an ever-fluctuating resident count of between 2 and 20,000, depending on what best serves the narrative at any given moment. Set in the basin of a mountain range, rolling fields meet metropolitan architecture in a clash of soil and steel. It's sort of like Coleraine, but spooky. On the corner of Slitter's Cross sits a crooked and dishevelled little building, roof shingles forever threatening to slide loose and brain a passerby, dusty aisle windows displaying concertinas and old typewriters and shit. It's a pub, if you haven't guessed already, and above its large red doors swings a squeaky little sign which reads White's Tavern. Not like the colour, like the undead servant of a necromancer. Through the big red door, we see the inside of a stereotypical public house. Every single item in the bar looks like it's been here for at least 40 years, apart from a brand new jukebox in the far corner. We haven't figured out all the buttons yet, but I can play Push It by Salt-N-Pepa. Round the back of the bar, we've got a pool table, but somebody lost one of the yellows and it hasn't really been fair since. No one wants to pick reds anymore, so the game has basically become about sticking 50p into the pool table and seeing who can say the word yellow fastest. Behind the bar, there's a half-empty sheet of scampi fries, as well as both northern and southern tater. On the ceiling, there's a wee table and chairs nailed upside down next to an owl bicycle and a rake of foreign money. Now that you've seen the pub, let me tell you a wee bit about myself. My name's Assumpta. I've quite a few responsibilities here in town. Not only do I run the pub here, but I'm also the elder of the local chapter of the OSNA. That's right, the Official Supernatural Neutralisation Agency. I suppose you'd call us ghost hunters, but it's a bit more complex than that. Every chapter runs itself differently, but the core message remains the same. Stop ghosts and ghouls and fairies and shit from tormenting people. As the elder, I call the shots, but I used to be a knuckle. Knuckles, you see, are what we call field agents. They're the ones that stand toe to incorporeal toe with the things what go bump in the night. Then we have the clippers. They're the folks that peel through the newspapers every day to find the stories worth investigating. They keep their noses to the ground, their eyes on the daily rags, and their scissors close to hand. Lastly, there's the second in command, Mervyn. He's the warden of this chapter, sort of an assistant manager. Imagine if I was God, he'd be Metatron. Okay, he's a good lad, so he is, but he could use a bit of help out there. Since we lost the last batch of new recruits when they got eaten by a house last year, he's been out covering every article he can on his own. Now, he spent the last few weeks sticking up flyers for our monthly recruitment drive because he reckons that that new science show, The X-Files, might help us get a bit more interest from the young folks. Well, what do you know? The wee bell above the door has just rang. Maybe we've struck lucky. Mervyn will be back soon, but in the meantime, let's just hope they all get chatting to one another about who they are and whatnot.
Hey, Clary Postman the Milkman.
All right, I'll talk to you.
Oh, hello. Hi, I'm Clary Postman the Milkman. Hi.
Do you think just repeating your name is enough to start a rapport?
Well, I was hoping that you would have stopped me sooner, if I'm being completely honest. I don't like to introduce myself a lot to people, but I figured if I do it too much, I'd be stopped. And, well, you did stop me, I suppose.
I did, yeah. Sit down.
Oh, thank you. Would you like some milk?
No, I've got a pint. I'm okay.
This is okay. It's fine.
Do you bring your own milk to the pub?
Of course I bring my own milk. I know Assumpta's skimming from the top. I bring my own milk. I know she shouted at me before, but I'm not taking hers.
All right, fair enough.
And I don't drink, so.
You don't drink?
Yeah.
You came to the pub and you don't drink?
Yeah. I'm allowed to do that. You can't stop me from not drinking.
You're absolutely allowed.
Sorry.
I come to the pub because I like drinking.
That's all right. You're allowed to do that. So we're both here being
allowed.
We're
both allowed to do things.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Did you say your name?
My name's Gideon Hubble.
Oh, okay. That's lovely to meet you.
God, we're good at this, aren't we?
I'm Clary Postman, the milkman.
It's nice to meet you.
Thank you. Gideon. Gideon. It's nice.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Are any of you good at Sudoku?
I am Clary Postman the Milkman.
I'm Maddie. I have too many sevens. I have too many sevens.
Is that allowed?
No, I can only have one per line, one per box. You know Sudoku.
Sorry, I couldn't help it over here. You're having issues with Sudoku?
I am. Are you a Sudoku man?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
oh, I'm amazing. A Sudoku man. Have a look at this.
Okay.
Too many sevens, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You've got 11 sevens. You're two over there.
Yeah. Part of my problem is I used pen.
I was just about to say that. You went straight for an intermediate and then a pen. I mean, I appreciate a bravado. But
yeah, I felt, you know, I had a good day. I thought, you know, I don't do the lottery. I'm not going to buy a lottery ticket. That's what they always say.
Oh, fair play.
You know, you should do the lottery. Like, you, a lot of luck.
Don't do a lottery. It's gambling.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to smash the Sudoku in pen.
The lottery is gambling?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I knew it was unlikely, but I thought it'd come up eventually, you know?
Well, that's the aspect that makes it gambling.
Well, I think the aspect that makes it gambling is the exchange of money.
Yeah. I don't gamble.
In the hope of other money.
Yeah.
The numbers will come up at some point.
Not guaranteed.
They might. If we do it for long enough.
That's fair. That's fair. You know what? That's fair.
If we as a society do the lottery for
Sorry. Dolan.
I am Corey, postman, the milkman.
Oh, lovely to meet you. Oh, yeah, you do the milk, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I do
the milk. Who do I talk to about, like, reducing the amount of milk?
Reducing the amount of milk?
Just eating for, like, a month.
Well, there is a person, but I wouldn't talk to them.
Okay, just for a month, you know, and eat less.
I don't understand. So you want less
dairy?
For a month?
My wife's traveling, so right now I have too much milk.
I can bring it to her.
New Zealand?
I could send it to her. I can put it in a nice little bag for her.
I think she's quite content with the milk over there.
Oh, I wouldn't say so. Do you know that theirs comes from the lambs? There's so much lamb there, they have to use the lambs to make their milk.
I do not know that, but...
The lambs?
The lambs.
Not the ewes?
No, because the ewes are making the lambs, you see. They're too busy.
Right.
Mm.
You could make those sevens into eights.
That would be incorrect, but you could.
Yeah, I mean, I can...
Or a clumsy four.
Easy enough fixed, but... I already have too many eights here. And now I have three more eights. I mean, I appreciate you helping.
Would you like me to guide you through one of the easier ones?
I don't appreciate that tone, frankly.
I didn't mean to be condescending.
I don't normally do the Sudokus in pen. I was just feeling lucky today.
Do you want to borrow one of my pencils?
Do you want my milk? Well, it can wipe my pen.
Yeah, no, I...
If you put enough of it, it just covers it.
Can I just drink the milk?
For a price, yeah.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for offering. I'll pass.
I'm sorry, I think we got off on the wrong foot. I'm Dolan.
I'm Maddie.
Maddie.
Murphy.
Maddie, lovely. Yeah, lovely to meet you.
Okay. Right, postman the milkman. Right, postman the milkman.
Postman, yeah.
Gideon Hubble.
Oh, yes, sorry. It's lovely to meet you too.
Postman the milkman.
I just want to say, I was at this table first.
I apologize. Would you like me to move?
No.
You asked me to sit down.
Don't leave.
Oh, thank you. I feel an instant rapport with you too. I feel uneasy about it, but I feel it.
Can I be honest with you guys?
Yeah.
Mm.
This is the longest I've talked with anyone who hasn't required my services in weeks.
You're telling me. You're telling me, Buster.
Oh, I talk to people all the time. They're great crack people. They're lovely.
What do you do?
Printers.
Just printers?
Printers.
You sell them?
You make
them? No, fix. I'm on a lot of call-outs. A lot of different things. I meet a lot of people, but they're really interested in paper jams.
My printer is sometimes a bit... It has like this sort of patchy lines. Do you know what causes it?
Is the paper fed in properly?
I believe so.
What does that mean?
We'll consult the manufacturer then.
Okay. Sorry.
Unless you're going to pay me. I mostly do offices, but... I don't do personal call-outs for printers. You're on your own there. Sorry.
You know what? That's fair. I was rude about a Sudoku. I deserve this.
Do you know anyone? This might not be your area of expertise, but the paper that goes in. Do you know a way of sticking it to a car that's very, very cold? I have a refrigerated car that keeps like condensing the windows, and I would like. I keep trying to, have my business on it, but. They keep falling off.
Do you want to paper mache your car?
No, I want to have my business, my milk stuff, all my numbers and stuff on the side of my car. Because I had to get rid of the van, you see. So now I have a car for my milk.
Why'd you get rid of the van?
Oh, well, it was easier to go around, the country looking... I don't want to talk about it.
Hello, sorry, Assumpter. Sorry, I'm late. Look, you know, I was out dealing with a case. I'm very sorry, folks. I'll be with you in a wee minute. God, no. There was, look, that Banshee report I had, it was just some lad. He was screaming his head off. Turns out he'd got a bad haircut, a wee perm job, and he was just screaming up a storm. And the people in the street were complaining about it. It's fine. I talked him down. We had a wee cup of tea. He's going to come to the pool tournament next week. I signed him up.
We're not having the pool tournament anymore.
It's fine. I told him he can be Reds. It's his lucky colour. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Anyway, folks, my name's Mervyn. I'd like to thank you all for coming here today. You know, it's great to see some people with a wee bit of...
Clary Postman, the milkman. Hi, how are you?
Well, you beat me in my first question. Very nice to meet you, Clary. Oh, how are you? How are you, son?
Mervyn,
yes, that's me.
I'm good. Hi, how are you?
Brilliant, thank you. I'm very well. You know, I'm a bit wet, but I'm okay. And yourself, what's your name there?
I'm Maddie.
Maddie, okay. Lovely to meet you, Maddie. And we've got...
Dolan.
Dolan, brilliant. Lovely name. Interesting name. I like that. And yourself?
Gideon Hubble.
Gideon Hubble? Hubble, that's a strange surname.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay. Well, I think there's a story there. All right. Anyway... As I see, you've responded to our flyer then. You must all be interested in, you know, what we do here at the OSNA.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, one of the things I like to do, I like to get a little bit of a pulse on, you know, why our recruits are coming. Is there, Clary, what brought you here?
Can I show you a photo?
I'd love to see a photo. I love looking at photos.
Well, this is a lovely photo. Have you seen this boy?
No, I haven't seen that boy. Who's that? Who would this be now?
It's my son.
Oh.
Have any of you seen this boy?
I'm sorry, are you missing your child?
Yes.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Harry, that's awful.
But something took him and... none of you seen him?
No, I haven't seen him.
Exactly. No one ever sees him.
He's been kidnapped?
Potentially, you know, something took him and, like, it was bright and it was flashing and there was stuff going on and I felt like it was otherworldly, you know, I was out in a forest.
I mean, it sounds like a printer to me, but...
No, there was no electronics in sight. I was in a forest, you see.
No, it's that kind of curious mind that we need here.
Yeah, because I was thinking that maybe you would know something, so if I can scratch your back, maybe you can scratch my boy's back and in doing so you'd find him.
If you want, I can take it into work and put that photo up beside the eye chart. And
that would be amazing, yeah. Oh, that would be so good.
A little addendum at the end. Have you seen the child?
Have you seen the child? What that's nice.
Sorry, Gideon, what if their eyesight isn't good enough to see the child?
If they find a blurry version of my son, that's better than known, you know?
Yeah.
That's a very good point, but he seems fine with it.
Okay, no, I...
Grassman is frozen. None of you have seen the good version of him. Well, not that he's a bad boy. He's a good boy. Leave him alone. I want to find him.
What's your son's name?
Clary Jr.
Clary Jr.
Yeah, Clary Jr. He goes by CJ, but I'm trying to get it in my head. You know, he goes by CJ. He doesn't like Clary as a name. Well, his full name's Clarence, you know, after me.
I was going to ask, because Clary's an interesting name. You know, it's
yeah,
well, four interesting names around this wee table here, I'll be honest.
I was going to say Postman's an interesting name. Is that... Like,
it is, yeah.
Did you come from a family of postmans?
Years and years ago, but they got thrown out of the town that they were in, so I don't...
You kept the name.
I kept the name. Well, I have to keep my name. It's my name. That's what I keep telling my boy. Don't change to CJ. But he doesn't like Clarence or Clary, so we made an addendum to that.
Well, look, we'll add Clary Jr. to the board. You know, but there's a long list of things we got to be taken care of.
No,
but
I understand.
This sounds serious.
Something.
Write up his name.
And Clary Jr. And then in brackets, CJ.
Can I write my name as well? Because I think that's quite interesting.
Yes, you can put that on the list of interesting names. This is on potential cases.
Copy that, Mervyn.
Thank you, Assumpter. Gideon, what brings yourself here?
Well, it's a bit odd, really. In the course of my day-to-day work, I've started noticing spooky things. Or, not so much spooky things, wonderful things initially, seeing things in people's eyes I've never seen before.
Wow.
But, there was a woman who came in, about 52, eyes in relatively good health. I always say, do you want to pay a bit extra so I can have a look in there? She goes, yes. I look around. It's not like a room.
In her eyes?
I look in her eyes with the machine.
Well, they're the window to the soul.
The window to the soul. Well, that's...
There's a lot in there.
Yeah. More than you'd think. I saw a man buying bananas.
In her eyes?
Yeah, it was like a vision. There wasn't a guy in there.
Oh, wow.
Otherwise, I'd refer to A&E immediately. But it was a vision.
Oh,
it's and a very that, mundane vision.
Well, hold on a second.
Oh.
There's more to the vision.
That evening I went to Asda, I saw the very same man behind bananas.
No.
But it was swiftly followed by him being bitten by a black widow spider that was hiding in the bananas. He died there in front of me.
Oh my goodness.
And ever since then, anything I see in an eye is preceded, or rather succeeded...
by a spider.
No, not by a spider. But it could be a spider because it's always fucking horrible. And I want to get to the bottom of these horrible clairvoyant powers that I find myself unwillingly...
That must be tough to do your job if you might see a vision the whole time.
Well, the visions are always pretty chill. It's only later on that they become horrible.
So you don't see the Black Widow spider jumping at him?
No, I didn't see that bit.
You just see the nice bit.
I just see the nice bit. Yeah.
How close do you need to be looking in their eyes? Like, with you know, I'm a good six, seven feet away from you. Are you going to tell me how I'm going to die?
Oh, jeez.
Or do you need to use your wee head thing that you put in front of your face?
Well, it's only ever happened with the head thing, but it seems to be getting stronger, is the thing.
Mm. Okay.
Now, Mervyn, he did say that he doesn't see the death bits. He would just see a nice vision of you doing something.
But I can tell you when something bad's going to happen.
Wait, are you like a banshee, then?
A manshee?
Oh.
Well, I don't...
A herald of death?
I'm relatively new to banshees or manshees, so I couldn't really tell you how similar I am. But I can tell you when...
There's a man down the street that's a banshee, isn't there? Isn't that what you said?
No, Mervyn. It was just a fellow with a perm and he was a bit upset.
Bit of a banshee?
Well, it was a wee bad do.
Oh, right.
Well, I might see that bad do and then, you know, in real life I'd see that bad do crushed by falling masonry.
Oh, no.
It's affecting my mental health.
I can imagine. Well, look, you're in the right place. We provide
the
answers.
Pub?
And the pub, yes. You know, enjoy the Guinness.
Thank
we
you.
Just cleaned the pipes.
That will explain the lemon.
Mary.
Yeah?
You know, you know all that tech stuff. You know, why aren't you off doing computers or whatnot? Why are you here?
Well, when you put it like that, I was in university. The internet started getting kicked about. I was hanging around with the people who, you know, were into that and... I've gleaned a little bit, you know? I've gleaned a little bit from the people I've known. But printers are kind of fine. I like being my own boss, you know? I like the independence that gives for me.
I get that.
Yeah. And it's very social in a very specific way. And I like that.
Mm.
You know, I like getting to meet a lot of people very briefly.
In and out of their lives.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I don't know if I'm sort of using that in parallel to how I date people as well. Because, like, I've dated a lot of people and, like, it goes great. Like, they're not bad relationships. They're interesting people. Their families love me. And then I just kind of get focused on something else. And then it kind of just goes, I don't know. I've been with people who have interesting hobbies. And I always felt like maybe I'm just getting my hobbies through them rather than having my own thing. And I like puzzles. You know, I like a Sudoku. I don't always use pen. But this sounded like pretty puzzly to me. So I thought I'd, you know, turn up Sudoku literally in back pocket in case, you know, it felt a bit weird or the people who came were strange.
Well, we deal with the ultimate puzzles, you know.
Yeah.
The true mysteries of life.
I just want to dip my toe in a little bit to something that I can be like, oh, yeah, I do this, rather than like coding or jigsaws, crochet.
We do a jigsaw night.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Every fourth Sunday.
How many pieces?
Look, you bring your own jigsaw and then you swap with the person at the table next to you.
Oh, that's really nice. This is the kind of thing I want. I want to be a little more social with people who I wouldn't necessarily otherwise meet through my job or through my dating life. I just want to do more stuff for me, I think.
Well, I can respect that. And, you know, we appreciate that, you know, you've got that go-getter attitude. You're putting yourself out there. That's the kind of person we need. Sign you up.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, it's a rigorous process here.
It's an easy job. Oh, I'm just,
we're not in.
It's fine.
Well... we'll get to that. We've got one more fella here. There, Dolan.
Dolan. Yeah.
What brings you?
Well, to be quite honest, I was just sort of I've been sitting around the house just quite a lot, and I thought go for a walk. Just saw outside meaning today, I thought, oh, I'll put my head in, have a wee look. I didn't really know what any of this is about, but I don't know if this is anything, but I'm a property surveyor, so, you know, I would go around buildings, I'd sort of sometimes take measurements, look at things, and this might be of interest to you. The other day, I was sort of, I have like one of those, like, have you seen like those electronic tape measures, like a laser thing?
Aye, the wee red blinky boys.
Lifesavers, but I was measuring a wall, right, and it sort of said 3 meters away, and I'd give it a second measurement, 3.1 meters. I thought, oh.
But the wall can't just move.
And every time I took a measurement, it kept moving further and further away, despite the fact it was still there.
Oh.
And then, like, I walked over to it and gave it a wee tap. And every time I tapped it, it seemed like it was getting thicker and thicker. So, that just seemed a bit odd. I just thought that might be of interest to you. And
that's oddly upsetting, that there's some sort of haunted wall that just moves around of its own accord.
Well, it wasn't moving. And, like... It was an adjacent room, so I looked inside the wall, the same as it was.
Does your clicker work just normally in any other wall?
I worked in all the other walls.
So it's just this one wall?
Yeah, so...
That is strange.
Yeah, no, I mean, I did talk to people about it, and I just thought, and I was tired, you know.
Oh.
But it seemed like it would be of interest of you guys.
Well, you know, like, if all this goes well today, we might be investigating this weird wall or having a wee look at your laser.
Do you need to put that up on the wall? Actually, no, don't put it up on the wall. No. Let's focus on my son, please.
Yeah, I mean, also, like, the property's been sold now. There's an office in there, so, you know, you'd be very disruptive.
I mean, if the office has a printer, like, that's easy access. That's not a problem for us.
Can you just access any printer you wish? Or I assume they would need to request it.
Oh, like, general maintenance, yeah.
So what, it's just like a warrant? You can just enter any building with a printer?
Honestly,
that would be quite useful in our line of work here. And just walk in.
I mean, I question the validity of that, but...
Do you get a badge?
I mean, I have my own ID stuff.
All right.
But people, you know, people don't really give printer guy a second thought.
Oh, that's rude.
Can you make fake IDs?
I've potentially dabbled in that.
To save space here, don't worry.
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Could you do one for me 10 years younger?
Why or something?
So I can get into the over 60s disco.
But you are over 60.
Yes, but there's a clear cutoff between 60 and 70. There's the over 70s disco, but Michael goes there and he's a prick.
Gotcha.
Get me into the young one.
Fair enough.
Give me a photo and I'll get that sorted.
Use the one of the boy.
Honestly, yeah. Honestly, yeah, get his face out there, because if anyone looks at him and notices, well, that's not a 59-year-old woman.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So you're hoping that the bouncer will look at it and goes, well, sure, you're already in there. And
and then if people have seen my son around anywhere, like, I want his picture. That's why I was thinking those jigsaws could make one of the picture of him. People see his face. Look, I just want to find my boy, and I think that's very reasonable to put his picture everywhere I can. They've given up the search.
Oh.
Yeah, they searched for... 3 weeks.
Yeah, that is not long at all.
No, it's not. But it's been 2 years.
Don't let that beat you. Don't let that put you down.
I'm never going to stop. You think I'm going to stop? No, I'll never stop.
I can tell you won't.
No.
But anyway, I'm going to have to move things along here.
That's all right, yeah. You tear away.
But if all goes well here, we could be putting the entire forces of the OSNA behind the search for your boy.
That would be.
Right.
That would be everything.
Now, the OSNA itself... Now, this is the local chapter here.
Mm.
What we do is we basically, we're the last line of defense against ghosts and ghouls and goblins and, you know, sort of weird stuff like that. Assumpta here calls all the shots. There she is. Now, she also runs this place. It's a tough job.
Mm.
It is. People do drink here. They treat it like a normal pub. But then, of course, there is the ghosts and so forth. Now, I haven't been out in the field in a long time. I've not been out in the field in a long time. I've no intention of going back out there. That's why you folks are here, to help Mervyn here.
That's it. So what we're thinking is we've got a wee trial run. Now, we've got some folks here who, they scour the newspapers and they look for something that might be a wee bit fishy, wee bit weird. Now, this one, I think it's probably nothing.
Which one are you giving them?
The turnip one.
The turnips?
Aye.
Well, that's probably safe enough, to be fair. It can't be anything too strange.
Well, look, so we found this. It's in a wee local paper. Not local to here, mind you, right? So I'll read it out to you anyway. Local turnip feud continues. Word around town is that the Lenehan and McAnally feud has been heating up. The scandal? Francis claims that Decky secretly crossed the boundary line late last Friday night and tilled his field. leaving his precious turnip crop, quote, churned like bad butter. I know the look of McAnally's horse tracks, Francis is quoted as saying. Big wide stance on that thing, cocky turns and no respect for Rose. Deggy, of course, has his own thoughts on what's going on. Maybe the real problem is that those turnips couldn't handle a bit of wind, he says. So, I don't know what's going on there. Those two are written up in that paper constantly, but, you know, one man can't till a whole field overnight without anyone hearing. So, something might be going on, and we thought we'd send you out into the field, quite literally, to just have a wee look around, make sure everything's on the up and up, and then report back to us. He is interested in that now. It's a wee field day. We'll pay for your petrol.
Oh, okay.
We'll do what?
I was going to ask about that.
We'll talk about it later or something. It's fine.
So
I have a car.
Can I just check? So we don't think that... We do think that something suspicious is happening. Like, what is our...
Basically, we just want you to make a few wee notes. We check everything. We check absolutely everything.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, it's nothing. But that other time, it could be, you know, some sort of ghost.
But even if it is nothing?
Yes.
Are we getting in?
Well,
potentially. I just want to know
what
I'm working with.
If you file a thorough report,
okay,
and we know, we can see, oh, you know, they've got the goods, then
you
you're in.
Okay, you go.
We give evidence
admin,
of lack of evidence. I get it.
Yeah,
sure,
okay.
Reports, that's no problem.
Now,
Sorry. You said safe enough?
Aye. Well, you know, it's a dangerous job, fighting goblins and ghouls and all that. So you gotta be ready. But I don't think anything's gonna happen. Like,
well,
you'll be fine. But sometimes people aren't.
You know, I'd rather not kick like a wee creature that's hobbling around.
Like a robot turnip or something like that.
A robot turnip?
I wouldn't know about that.
Well, they're getting all these robots, these newfangled things these days. They keep talking about them in stuff. And I don't know, so maybe these turnips are robots or something. Just a thought.
They might be, but by the sounds of these two fellas, I don't know if they'd know much about Dawn Robotics.
It was just a general thought. It wasn't like my final. I wasn't going to put that in the report, you know.
Well,
not just going to put my first assumption. Don't get the wrong idea, me. I won't just put my first
assumption down in the report. We'll do the report.
No,
together.
The report's not going to be the robot turnips, unless it turns out to be the robot turnips, and then it was like, holy fuck, what a pull. But like,
we'll keep up on minds,
Clary. Yeah. Clary, take a deep breath.
Have a sip of your milk.
Is it cold?
This is my own milk. I'm sorry, Assumpta.
God damn it, Clark.
Assumpta, you skim from the top and you know it. I don't even know if yours is pasteurized.
It certainly is not pasteurized.
What? You didn't unpasteurize milk?
I always have, always will.
What if someone gets sick?
Fuck them.
See, this is what I'm saying. I'm going to keep bringing moan, and I'm sorry about that, but this, I just know what I need and know what I want. And yes, it is cold.
Do many people order milk in the pub?
They do white Russians from time to time.
All right, fair
cup
enough.
Of tea?
No.
When there's children in? Sorry.
No. There's a big sign outside that says no kids.
Okay.
And that is final.
That's the one above the cow?
Yes.
Well, we do have a wee bit of a tradition with new recruits. So I believe you all received a wee letter. We posted it out to everyone. We have an oath. So we'll do it in the round. So I'll start us off with the first line. And then we'll just go round and we'll say the OSNA oath.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You start it and I'll finish it.
Perfect. I hereby solemnly declare.
I hereby solemnly declare.
It's the next line, Clara, you idiot.
Why?
Say the
I'll
second
do line.
Line
one.
Yeah.
And then you can do line two, and then we'll have Maddie on line three, Dolan on line four, Gideon on line five, and then Assumpta to bring up the closer.
Like a talk show.
Oh, it is printed here 3 times, though. I thought that was intentional.
I solemnly
swear.
I think
printed
that's,
for you.
Yeah, that's a wee fault in the printer, so we should probably get
Maddie
in
to fix that. Yeah.
I mean, she won't work for free, though.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We can pay.
I'm glad we're getting along better now.
I thought we were all doing like one of those things like judges where we all agree, where you say the words like an army.
Like vibes.
To be honest, that's on me. I don't think
like
I explained it well enough.
No, I understood it.
I don't know about everyone else, but.
And this isn't like, I don't go with my first assumption every time, I swear. Like, that was just.
Stop saying my name wrong.
Ah, come on, Assumpta. This isn't fair. I feel like I'm being ganged up on.
Clary, take a breath.
Big breath, Clary.
Drink some milk.
I can't keep... Well, yeah, I'll drink some
Mervyn, milk. Let's do this.
We'll try it again. I hereby solemnly swear
to stop everything I see or hear
unless circumstantially I shouldn't stop it and instead look to further.
In which case, I will prevent with extreme prejudice and, of course, an improvised weapon.
That which should not exist within this plane.
Amen.
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 It's a wee bit different than the last time we did it, but fair enough. Right, so we've got one last question. It's the most important question of all before you go out. Do any of yous drive?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I've had about 15% of a Guinness, but I should still be good.
Okay, don't need to go right now, don't worry.
Oh. I'm ready to go.
You all got your own cars then?
I have a car and I can take one person.
I ride a bicycle.
If you want a lift, I can give you a lift.
You're asking me to shotgun?
I mean, it's only the two
yes.
of us. Yeah,
yes.
You can read the map.
I'll be driving my car, regardless of if anyone gets in with me, because it's refrigerated to keep my milk warm.
Is that not cold?
Sorry.
That sounds terrible. Cold.
It's refrigerated to keep my milk cold.
How do you refrigerate a regular car?
Oh, I've rigged the whole thing up. It's fully cooled. It's fully refrigerated. Because, you know, I had to get rid of my van because it's easier to get around the country with a car.
There was something else. You didn't want to talk about it.
It was my son.
Oh.
Yeah. But then I figured I should probably show you. It's tough for me to talk about, but I figured...
Is it?
It is. I don't like bringing it up, but I have to, you know.
I'm missing someone. I don't see the connection between him selling his van and looking for his son.
It's hard to drive a van around all these small country roads, you know. I've been looking for my son all over Ireland, you see. And I'm driving around, but I still have to keep my job. So I rigged up my car to be the milk van, you see.
Do you use your personal vehicle for your milk route?
I don't get what you're not... Yeah, I sold the company van, so now I use the personal vehicle that I bought.
You sold the company van?
Yes.
Right, the van that belongs to the company.
Yes, it does, yeah.
And you drive, like, all the way across the country and then have to get back in time to do the milk run.
No, as long as I get rid of my milk, well, yes, I should be doing the milk run, but if I sell the milk and still I'm bringing in money, I can kind of, like, say, oh, I don't know what happened
you're
to their milk, but here's all the money.
Milk runs with
you're
people?
Doing freelancing?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, wow. I will say, here, everybody wants milk. So I can, you know, we go to these small, isolated communities. I can up the prices and stuff. I wouldn't do that because that's not ethical, you know.
Why were you so vested in me ordering less milk? Surely that would benefit.
I didn't want you to order less milk.
Well, yeah, why?
Because people should have all the milk that their bodies can take.
Oh, so you're still passionate about milk.
Can take?
Can take, yeah.
Like until you're fit to burst?
Yes, I don't understand. Yes, until you are seeping at every orifice.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course.
Your wife went to New Zealand?
Yes.
Did you not want to go as well?
No, she's visiting her sister for like 2 months.
No, it just...
I still have to work.
Okay.
And she
I was just curious.
It's hard to get 2 months
curious.
Off work.
I was...
I don't know. Can you get 2 months off work easily?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
There's a bit of a backlog when I come back.
Yeah.
Just a big queue out the door.
Well...
Is that a lot of visions? In one go?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. You were going to say something.
Yeah, my two cents in this conversation was that my micro has good heating.
That's the opposite of what... No, I can't just leave... You think I could just leave a refrigerated car full of the gift from the cow? No.
The gift from the cow.
The gift from the cow, yeah. Nice. So I have... So regardless, if no one wants to jump into my lovely little car, that's fine. But I have to drive it anyway.
What's the temperature like in your car?
I mean, I've got regular air conditioning, so...
My back seat is full of milk. That's why I can't take everyone.
Loose?
Yeah.
No.
That's interesting. I was about to ask the same.
No, it's not just full of milk. How would I contain it to just the back? That's impossible. It's a liquid.
Well, you've done a lot of internal retrofitting. A partition wouldn't be...
No, it's just simple crates and bottles. I'm not a monster.
Clary, I'll be quite blunt with you. You seem like a man who has a back seat that is just... That's just a small pool of milk.
Just
that
you sloshing
just,
about.
Where you just never, scoop bottles across.
I would never dignify... Milk like that. That is disgusting. Milk deserves to be in bottles and bottles alone unless you run out of bottles and then you have to do baggies. But that's a last resort.
Do you have the cows, or do you get it from, like, a farm?
I would love to have just ready cows to go, but I have one of my mates has is a farmer, and we get the milk from him. Again, it's a company. There's a full company behind him, but I do have my own milk supply as well. You can't enough milk. I don't understand.
So you do own cows?
I don't own cows. I have a guy who owns cows, and then there's a company that sells milk.
And do you make a lot of money out of this?
Yes.
It seems like a lot of work.
People love milk. I don't get what the problem is. People love milk.
I just feel like the existing infrastructure is sufficient.
It is. And then you lose your son and you have to go around the world looking for him.
Clary, please sit down. Please sit down, Clary. Take a breath.
Look, you're spilling milk everywhere. You're gesturing so much.
I think everyone's getting a wee bit heated. It's all
right. Not everyone.
Well, I was trying to be delicate about it, but yes.
Don't be.
I've been pretty cool this whole time.
If I could heat it like this, I can't get in the car for an hour.
Well, oh no, don't worry. You can. I like everyone.
Yeah.
I like how everyone to get a good night's sleep.
It's a delicate ecosystem. I just rigged it up. I just like made a little system. Sorry, stop focusing on my car. It's a brilliant little piece of. It's a good contraption.
A good contraption.
Sorry, did you call it a contraption?
It's
a good contraption.
That seems like a Freudian slip there.
It's a good contraption. I rigged it up myself.
I'll be honest, I'm kind of intrigued. I would like to see it.
Should we go inside and look at it? It is very cold in here. Very cold.
It can only take one of you in the passenger seat. And to be honest, you can't put your feet down because there's tapes everywhere. You don't touch the tapes. Can sit in the seat. Yeah, there's
Clary,
tapes.
What's what? On the tapes?
I don't want to talk about it.
Clary, you mentioned the tapes.
I record. Yeah.
Should we stick one in?
No, please don't.
I'm in the passenger seat.
Oh, I mean, if you want to, at least put that one in. No, that was a bad one. Hey, Clary Jr. CJ, I was just thinking about you there earlier, because there was a guy in the milk run who, you know, I'm always thinking of you, that's silly to have said that, I'm just thinking of you now, there was a guy in the milk run who said that he...
I'm so sorry, it's not coming out, I can't stop this.
Clyde, do you need a tissue there?
No, it's fine, this is actually, it's good, no.
Well... I'll be honest, that was one of the saddest things I've heard in a while.
Yeah.
I
did ask you not to.
Look, it wasn't up to me. I wasn't sitting in the passenger seat.
I'm sorry, I thought we were having friendly banter, but I went too far.
I thought it was too.
But then it was...
You couldn't have known what was on that tape. I just want to go home and see my wife right now, if I'm perfectly honest.
I thought it was hopeful. Was it not hopeful?
I thought they were going to be about milk.
It was a lot of things, Clary.
What? You haven't lost a child, so I'm keeping him updated in my life and my search for him.
I think what I'm very slowly starting to understand is that your milk obsession and your lost son are unrelated to each other.
Who said they were related?
I just assumed
milk's
one...
just my job.
I just assumed one led to an obsession of the other.
Why would a lost son lead to an obsession with milk? Just because he loved milk, and it's completely irrelevant.
Okay.
He did love milk.
People grieve in different ways.
Yeah. They appear to be like unrelated, but also massive parts of your life. Like the only two things you focus on.
That is a critical and fair assumption.
I'm going home. I'm having chips. And I think you should all go home yourselves. You know, kiss your loved ones. Not goodbye, just give him a wee hello, and then, you know, say, I'm going away for a day or two, and I'll be back, you know. So just...
Safe and sound.
Everything's going to be fine. So, yes, get a good night's sleep. We'll give you the directions, and you can head off in the morning. How does that sound, everyone?
I'm going to drive now and get there, head start.
Well, it's 9 o'clock, and I've barely started my pint. Can I stay?
Oh, yes, by all means.
Okay.
Maybe we can solve the Sudoku thing.
I feel like I overstepped already.
Listen, just have this page.
Oh, thank you.
I would like to see someone crack this. Someone can right my wrongs, that's okay.
There's an 11 in here.
Yeah, I was doing some while we were talking earlier, and I was a little bit distracted because I was half in the conversation and half in the Sudoku.
That's fair, Deb. This was a lot more riveting than I expected it to be.
Yeah.
We cut to the next morning. We've got a little train of cars driving down the road to Spars Hollow. You know what? The wee camera will fly in the window of one of them, see if any of them are having a wee chat.
If you open the glove compartment, there should just be a map there. You can be a navigator.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa. Is that a trophy?
Yeah. They award them to like the best surveyor every year.
This thing is huge and gold bladed.
I was surprised too. It feels very gauche to me, but also, banks got money to spare, I guess.
Don't be humble. This is a huge accomplishment.
It's not a big department.
Stop, reverse, we passed it.
I saw the other two cars driving. I just trusted you there.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'll reverse as soon as I can.
So how long have you been doing this?
Ooh, 40-ish years.
40 years?
Straight out of school, yeah.
Straight out of school? Like you didn't do a course or anything?
But on the job training, on the gym.
That's incredible.
Oh, thank you. No, it's nothing really. Like, yeah, you do anything for 40 years, you get good at it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you do.
Our camera pulls back. We zoom in to the window of Clary's car.
Yeah, so if you can just, you can put your feet up somewhere, anywhere. If you can get comfortable, you can get comfortable. Just don't put your feet on the tape recorders.
I see Clary's just talking into a microphone, and behind is the mic.
You know, and that's what I said to them, son, but none of them would get into the car. So it feels weird. You know, they feel like nice people, but I don't, I felt a little, I don't want to say attacked, because I don't know them well enough to know what their voices and their emotions are. But, you know, you find new people. Hey, do you know what? None of them knew who you were. So that's another few people struck off the list, you know. We're going systematically.
Let's have a wee look and see what Maddie's up to in her car.
Like, they're fine. They're nice. They're nice guys. They're just new. It's been a while since new people. New people that you might have to talk to a bit more. And that's okay. They're new people. And they're not paying you to do a job. And they might have cool hobbies that you can glean. Like, they might have something really interesting about them other than the milk stuff. And the tapes. But, like, the other two seem fine. Assumpta's pretty chill.
Next time on The Bad Articles, join our brave volunteers. They visit not one, who phones.
The Bad Articles is created by J.R. McCormick and Aidan Kelly. It is recorded and produced by Clark Phillips at Felburn Studios. Starring Conleth McVeigh, Laura Conlon, Patrick Meyer, and Niall McKenna.